Well, hello again, everyone. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. We've been working on a series on the beast of Revelation, the ten horns of Revelation. And we want to continue to look at that. But first of all, I want to go back and emphasize, as I have before, it's so very important that we decide just exactly how we're going to interpret this very mysterious book. How are these biblical teachings to be understood? What does the Bible say about the beast of Revelation, the ten horns, and of course the woman that rides the beast? Well, the correct answers to these questions are definitely found from the principle that Peter stated over in 2 Peter 1 and verse 20. Here's what he said. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. So if you take that scripture exactly as it says, we have no choice but to go to the Bible and let the Bible interpret itself. The crucial question really is, does history or the Bible interpret the prophecies of the scriptures? Peter's statements obviously could not be more certain, and biblical prophecy is unveiled by the scriptures themselves. We cannot go to history and impose a private interpretation on the scriptures. So when we began to look at the prophecies, particularly this very mysterious book, as I said, of Revelations, it is absolutely imperative that we stick with the Bible and let it interpret its own symbols, its own symbols. Now, we've been working on the interpretation of the beast of Revelation. We have already established that the beast is a king. It's not a kingdom. And I want to go on to the matter eventually of getting the biblical interpretation, the biblical truth about who the ten horns are. And as we get to that, it's necessary to determine another important piece of the puzzle, which is, who is the woman that rides the beast? Now, you may remember over in Revelation, the 17th chapter, that an angel comes to John here and says, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. Goes on down to verse 3 and says, and he carried me away in the spirit into a desert, and there I saw a woman riding a scarlet beast. Now, this is a translation from the New Jerusalem Bible. And notice it says that the place where he sees a woman is in the desert. She is in the desert. Now, remember, John sees a city, this woman riding a beast, at the end time, and she is on a beast in the desert. Now, that's very important. You have to keep that part in mind. Goes on to say here in verse 5, and upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. Now, this is a very graphic description of a woman, and she's called a harlot. The angel called it the whore, which sits upon many waters. But before we can understand who this woman is, we have to, first of all, just take what the Bible says. The mystery here has been kicked around lots of times. I'm sure you've heard many times over that this woman is the Catholic Church, or she is perhaps even New York City, or maybe the United States of America, or some other private interpretation, maybe Rome. You've heard that interpretation. But we have to go, first of all, with what the Scripture says here. And we need to answer the question, just who is this whore of prophecy? Now, we know that the ten horns hate and destroy this woman riding the beast. It says over in Revelation 17, in verse 3, it says, and I saw a woman sit upon a beast having seven heads and ten horns. Seven heads and ten horns. Now, this is the same beast that's mentioned over in Revelation 13. She's described as a mother of harlots, as I just read. A whore, verse 1. It says that the ten horns which you saw upon the beast shall hate this whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Now, if you look at the translations here very carefully, you'll see that it is actually the ten horns that destroy this woman. Now, who is this woman? Is it really Vatican City or Rome? Is it really the Catholic Church? Because unless we know that, our eventual goal of determining who the ten horns are is absolutely sealed. The Bible plainly tells us her name. The name is written, Mystery Babylon the Great. So actually, when you look at it, the name of this woman is no great mystery. The mystery that the angel in verse 7 of Revelation 17 refers to, obviously is not referring to the name, because it just tells us right out that the name is Babylon. Babylon the Great. This is the harlot's name. Nothing could be plainer than that. But there is something hidden here. There is a mystery, as the angel alludes to over in verse 7. Now, many people will say, well, I know it says that it's Babylon, but who is this Babylon? Is this really Babylon, New York, for example? There is a place in New York State named Babylon. Is it Babylon, Iraq? Or what is, or who is this Babylon? Well, you know, it's commonly understood and believed that this woman, this Babylon, certainly could not be Babylon, Iraq, for example, because the prophecies regarding Babylon mentioned in Isaiah 13, verses 19 through 22, and Jeremiah 50 and 51 have all been completely fulfilled. That's the common idea on it. And so when you look at it and you take this argument that the prophecies of the book of Revelation, therefore, regarding this city of Babylon, are merely symbolic of a religious system, you have to ask, is that really true? Or symbolic of some great false church, and not to be taken literally as referring to an actual city named Babylon? Well, until the Bible gives us good reason to believe otherwise, we have to continue to go with what it says. It says the name of this city is Babylon. And we can't assume that this represents some mysterious other entity as a church or some other city until the Bible tells us that that is the case. And so we have to stick with exactly what it says and not jump to conclusions. We have to let the Bible interpret itself, and any other view is simply a private interpretation. Peter told us very clearly that all prophecy of Scripture is of no private interpretation. So that's what we have to do, is let the Bible interpret its own symbols. And that's what we intend to do here. Now, when you begin to look at this, you see the woman is a great city, it says in Revelation 17, verse 18. Now, some people say, well, if you go turn to 1 or 2 Corinthians there, in Revelation 19, 7, Ephesians 5, 22 through 27, that this is clearly a church. Well, we have to let the Bible tell us if that's the case or not. So we'll go to Revelation 17, verse 18, just like I said, and see what it says. It does say that this woman is a great city. That great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. Now, that's very clear. Babylon the Great is a city. The Bible calls it a city. Rather than turn to some private interpretation, as the papacy or the Roman Empire, we must use the plain facts of Scripture. The whore, the harlot, is the city of Babylon. Now, looking at other verses to help us understand what the Bible is saying and to emphasize that using the Bible's own statements, we can look at other places. For example, over in Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 2. It says, Babylon the Great is fallen. Look at all the places where this is mentioned. Remember her name now, Revelation 17, 5, is Babylon the Great. So Babylon the Great is fallen, Revelation 18, verse 2. That great city Babylon, that mighty city, chapter 18, verse 7. That great city Babylon, verse 21. Also, Babylon is fallen, that great city, Revelation 14, verse 9. And, of course, also Jeremiah 51, verse 8. Now, how many times does the Bible have to say that before we believe? And why are we going through all this? Because we have to continually go back to the Bible, let it interpret its own symbols. Continuing here, notice what it says, the whore is burned. and burn her with fire, Revelation 17, verse 16. Notice the fate of Babylon. They shall see the smoke of her, Babylon, verse 2. This is Revelation 18, verse 9. Also, Babylon is elsewhere connected with harlotry, and the kings of the earth who committed fornication with her. This is Babylon, Revelation 18, verses 3 and 9. Now, notice this amazing fact. John saw her sitting on many waters. The same expression describes Babylon in another prophecy. This prophecy is over in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, verses 1 and 7. It says, O thou, Babylon, referring back to Babylon, that dwells upon many waters. That's verse 13 of Jeremiah 5, and Jeremiah 51. So we see the Bible is talking about this same description, her sitting on many waters, over another prophecy over in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. What are these waters? The waters which you saw, Revelation 17, 16, where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. How clear, the city of Babylon sits on nations of different languages, so it must include kings of different nationalities. Notice what Isaiah says in verse 4, chapter 47. For thou, Babylon, if you look at the Moffat and the Tanakh, shall no more be called what? The Lady of Kingdoms. And for Babylon, she says, shall I sit a queen. This is a Revelation 18, verse 7. The conclusion cannot be more certain that Babylon is a woman, and it's that rides the beast, the city of Babylon. That's who the harlot is. Well, I see our time is getting short here. Let me invite you to get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine. It's our quality magazine we publish that covers a variety of topics from prophecy to doctrinal questions in the scriptures. And you can get that by writing us at ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455, USA. That's ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. Also visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org. Be sure to get your name on the mailing list and also to visit our website there. We have a variety of literature on various different topics because the Bible is a very complex book, and our job, our mission, is to share the information with others as part of the gospel message that we are to bring to the world. Now, the true gospel of the Messiah, the true gospel of the kingdom of Yahweh, has not been preached for who knows how many years, perhaps hundreds or even thousands of years. And so what we want to do is share this information. We're in very critical times. The world is going ballistic in many ways. So be sure that you get your name on that mailing list and visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org. So until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.